Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on November 5th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
The Ministry of Health reports that one person died of COVID-19 yesterday and 21 people tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. According to the Ministry of Health, 4,685 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started last year in March.
At least 133,000 people have contracted COVID-19 so far in Zimbabwe, and 107,876 have recovered.
And more than 3.3 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and over 2.6 million their second dose. And the country needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity, says the Ministry of Health.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was in Matabeleland today, where he kept thousands of graduates at Lupane State University.
And President Mnangagwa returned from Scotland yesterday, where he attended the United Nations Climate Change Conference. He claims that he had a chat with some leaders of nations that imposed targeted sanctions on ZANU-PF officials for alleged human rights abuses and election fraud.
Mnangagwa also attended virtually a business meeting convened by some Zimbabweans living in the United Kingdom, in which he urged business entities to invest in Zimbabwe in various sectors.
There is uncertainty over the benefits of him attending the climate change summit, with critics saying President Mnangagwa focused much on calling for the West to remove the targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials than climate change. But those that support him say otherwise.
So, kokuqala-ke esikhuluma ngakho ikhonokho-ke okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe okwe-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kula muntu oyedwa obulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi abayi-21 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegcikwane le-COVID-19. Singathi-ke izolo njalo kulabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo abayi-47. Bese kusithi nxa sesikhangela abantu esebabula i-COVID-19 kusukela enyakenye, sebeyi-4,685. Bese kusithi-ke abantu esebabanjwe ligciwane kusukela ngaleso sikhathi, 533,112. Kube sokusithi-ke labo asebaphepha umkhuhlane lo, 327,876. Okwamanje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kule 551 okubizwa ngokuthiwa ngama-active cases e-COVID-19. Laba-ke ngabantu abaphila legciwane le-COVID-19. Bosukusibuya-ke kulabo asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, bayi 3,900.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi nemusi wechishanu November 5, 2021. Nhasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvakabuda kubva kumusangano uchangobva kupera kuGlasgow kuScotland, musangano wemamiriro ekunze. Asi tombotanga nekutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kubazi rezveutano vachitaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti nezuro pane vanhu 21 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda reCOVID-19 munyika. Asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura, pane vanhu 4,000 685 wakawanikwa ivo vachishaika kubva kudenda iri. Tutarisawo avo vabatwa nedenda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura vari kudaudzira ivo 133,000. Totarisa zvakare vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari kudaudzira 127,000 munyika. Tutarisawo nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba yeCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 3.3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 yekutanga. Kwozotarisawo vamwe 2.6 million ndo vabayiwa nhomba dzese dziri mbiri. Zvinova ivo izvo zvinodiwa ne United Nations kuti munhu abayiwe iye nhomba dziri mbiri kana dzichidiwa dziri mbiri. Totarisawo zvakare kuti nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti vasvike pavanoti pa herd immunity, kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe richitapurirana kune vanhu. Asi nhasi tichange tiine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukurukura tichinyanya kutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano mukuru uchangobva kuendwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa pavanga vari kuScotland kuguta rinonzi Glasgow. Gibbs,
what you were saying, you know, at that particular event, it was organized by Zimbabweans who are actually living in the United Kingdom.
Under the Second Republic, Zimbabwe continues to experience unprecedented transformation which cuts across the whole socioeconomic and political spectrum. The last 3 years in particular have seen my government consolidating and entrenching our democratic culture, constitutionalism, the rule of law, and respect of private property rights. In this regard, our endeavors are driven by the imperatives of our national vision towards creating an upper middle income economy by 2030. It leaves no one and no place behind. My government remains desirous to make Zimbabwe a favorable investment destination where capital feels safe and comfortable. The broad economic reforms rolled out are now beginning to bear fruit. These have resulted in a conducive environment predicated on a private sector-led development approach. Due to the sound macroeconomic policies, fiscal consolidation, provision of the conducive tax regime implemented by my government, Zimbabwe has been declared by the World Bank as the fastest growing economy in our region, with an expected economic growth rate of about 7.8%. The high predictions are premised on our well-performing agricultural sector, firm international mineral commodity prices, stable inflation and exchange rate, as well as my administration's resounding success in containing the COVID-19 pandemic. The prudent, predictable and business-friendly macroeconomic environment has fostered a growth in both local and foreign investments, as well as increased industry capacity utilization. The financial services sector is stable, with an auction system which is performing extremely well. Distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, investment opportunities include in the mining, manufacturing, energy, agriculture, tourism, ICT, and infrastructure development. The market for the food and agriculture business in Africa is expected to reach US$1 trillion by 2030. Investors are invited to ride on the favorable agriculture environment in Zimbabwe to tap into the African market, particularly in the context of the now functional African Continental Free Trade Area. My country enjoys a favorable climate which enables the establishment of viable cropping and livestock enterprises over and above the immense opportunities in the agricultural value chain industries. Investment opportunities in the agricultural sector include in irrigation development, agriculture mechanization, horticulture, agroforestry and agro-processing. In the mining sector, Zimbabwe is endowed with vast natural resources and is host to more than 60 different minerals.
Yeah, loge umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa okhulumayo marvelous ukhona ngale ke ubekhona ngale eScotland ubekhuluma virtually ngoba kasahambanga emhlanganweni lo. So ke ubekhuluma sithi ke uyacela osomabhizimusi ukuthi bahambe kule Zimbabwe bayitshala imali yabo khona ngale. So uthe ke kule agriculture ezokulima kulokwenziwayo even le coal ukhulume ngayo ukuthi abantu bangangena ku-coal business kodwa ke siyakhumbula ukuthi emhlanganweni lo kathi ngani i-coal bathi kumele abantu bengayembi kangako. Kuzokuya ke lokunye ke uthi i-tourism layo ngazani letha imali njalo ukhulume lokuthi ke kanyanzani ke economy yeZimbabwe ingani isiswa stable ngokusho kwakhe. Uthi le currency khonokho ke okwenziwa i-auction system yokuthengisa imali uthi ungani kuyasebenza. So kunjalo ke marvelous.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa avanga vari kutaura vachishandisa chivhitivhiti apo vakaenda kuguta reGlasgow kuScotland vachitaura nezvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuUK ikoko vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya dzemabhizimisi angapindwe nezvisvarwa zveZimbabwe. Vanga vari kutaura nyaya yetourism, vakataura zvakare nyaya yatingati yecall nezvimwewo. Vachitaurawo zvakare panyaya yekuti mari inoshandiswa munyika inofamba sei paauction floor nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka vanga vari kutaura apa vari pachivhitivhiti vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe, vachikurudzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muUnited Kingdom kuti vawanikwe ivo nemuScotland imomo vawanikwe ivo vachinotanga mabhizimisi kumusha.
Yeah, so we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He's in the United Kingdom. He's going to brief us on exactly what was happening there. You know, he's one of the guys who has lived in the UK for a very, very long time. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mlalazi.
Thank you, Duven Jan Avalalibok.
No, Sapila Kulu. So there are so many people that are in UK and some way protesting for, you know, in favor of the president. And others were saying, no, you know, the president is there just for the sake of it, and nothing was going to come out of the meeting. So how do you, what's your fair assessment of the whole thing, you know, him attending that meeting and so forth?
Yeah, I think I grew up listening to leaders, and I had an opportunity to hear leaders who were genuinely speaking about being Pan-African. So I think myself, I only believe and I only entertain someone who talks about Africa and black people as a whole. And then I listened and watched the session of that COP26 in Glasgow in the United Kingdom. When black leaders, African leaders, when they spoke, they will be speaking to walls. That wall will be empty. All the white boys will be gone. So, and then I think as black people are weaker because of party politics. Any country has to be represented by someone. So I believe a country has to respect the position or the office that person occupies. Mm-hmm. So I believe Zimbabwe's got someone who occupies our office of presidency. And at the moment, whether we like him or we do not like him, he has to represent us wherever Zimbabwe has to, need to be represented. We need to have someone who is the leader of a country called Zimbabwe. I do not believe that even if we put everybody together. I don't think in one room. I think everybody will have a different opinion. But all we need to be as a person, I mean, as a people, we need to unite as a country and not show other nations to say Zimbabwe is a divided nation. I do not think that's a beneficiary to anyone. So if you look at these UN summits that our people and our leaders attend year in, day, year out, I don't think anybody listens to them. Even if they go there loaded with something that is meant to be listened, but I doubt the wealthy boys listens to anyone who's black because they know we are not united as Africans. That's my opinion.
Yes, so far, I'm still debating. I'm not sure.
And good choice, good thing. I think about Miyama, Bonawami, Bonangani, too long. I couldn't go to Tina Spambana. I think about Miyama. Udalwa yi ama party politics ukuthi umunye umuntu mawungabuye inkokheli engasiwe party engasiwe bandalani mhlawumbe bese kukhanya abanye besithi no ngabe akabuyanga abanye bathi ngavuyile kodwa ke mina ngibona ngani okumele sikudidimise ukuthi makungasoni ndaba yokhetha okungakhampeyinwa ngibona ngani abantu kumele bayekele ukuthi masinenkokheli evele ekhokheli izwe lethu uma siyidandala uma singayithandi thina impi zethu sizilwele ekhaya kodwa masikuba to the international atmosphere kumele thina sibe abantu ukuthi bangaZimbabwe njalo united ngoba really ungananzelela wonke ama leaders a president noma uthi u president abe ingumuntu ongahlakaniphanga kanjani but if that president teaching love uthando luyahlanganisa abantu and uthando yilokuphela elizweni ukuthi abantu baye phambili ngoba kuluyiwa noma umuzi kube nomuzi wokuduke kanje unonkosikazi nabantwana mani hlala nichayana mira phandle ni nenhlamba nenza yonke into nabantu babe kungabonakali ukuthi kuyini akube nesithunzi nesitha siyangena uthole ukuthi ngiyalimala nje ningazilinyazwa yini mina ngibona ngani abantu eZimbabwe sesihlupheke kakhulu sokumele ngabe kuthiwa kunendlela ukuthi singaba united kanjani ukuthi izwe lakithi siphile njengamanye amazwe nawo kuya enjoya ukuba sezweni labantu bamnyama angena mina ngikhuluma ngikhona apha ngihlale ezweni. Or to come and open me, and we don't see anyone that looks like you, that speak your language, that eat your food. Usalanje, what you are here for the sake of seven zele, what you ulaludil and what you tabune on Abantuan, away in Dao, Kurisala Abantuan. And then Leon to Leon and peace with Nabe during our lifetime, Navia change, I think of Santana of Antonia.
Yes, I was our colleague, 21 Bogonapo Marvelous. Can you chip in there?
Ai wapotanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe munyarikani wedu ari pachirongwa vamulalazi vari kutaura ivo vari kuUnited Kingdom achitaura pamusoro pemusangano uchangobva kupera uyo wakaendwa iwo nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachingotaurawo kuti zvinonetsa kuti unyatsonzwa kuti zvichafamba sei nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vatema nyanya pavanotaura pamisangano iyi panenge pasisina vanyarikani vanenge vakateerera zvavanenge vachitaura kuti ivo donzvo ravo nderekunzwa kuti vanhu vanobva kuAfrica nyanya vanotaura zvipi zvakanangana nemunhu mutema saka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinonetsa pamisangano yakadai kuti vanenge vaenda kumisangano iyi vanyanyonzwika nyanya vechitema.
Yes, we also have Ezra Jesus Banda who is in Bulawayo. You know, he was talking to people about what they are experiencing right now during the COVID crisis. So let's listen to one of the interviews that he conducted in Bulawayo. You know, he has been doing the rounds and doing all these things, you know, just to bring the Zimbabwean story to the front. Here he goes.
Yes, Sisi. When's another Sisi? Ten son, ma'am.
Fruit and veg.
Kuyakuphilisa kodwa?
Yebo.
So wasebenza?
Yebo.
Ngapi?
National Food.
Manje wasesenza? Wasutshela?
Hayi, umkhwenyana wathi wena yenza kukuthengisa mina ngisebenza.
Oba wathi phuma wayesele ukhwele. Uba wathi chuba umsebenzi?
Yeah.
Wathi abethengisa?
Hayi, wabona ukuthi yena uyahola RPGS.
Okay, baba ngathi bamkhulisa ngeRTGS.
Yebo.
So laba ngasikhangile ke wena abantu abaningi kanga. Ukhona sabezi sabezi. Kambe imali khona?
Ah, imali angeni, not everyday.
Xa wenze ukuthi tsitsi uyathola imali ngalo.
Ngiyenze kahle. Kaningi ningi ngathenga itamati kumele $5.
Okay.
Kumele nalini ku $5.
All right.
Yeah.
Imali lephuma itamati.
Yeah.
So lehlanga endlini lobaba.
Ma?
Lihlangana endlini lobaba.
Yeah.
Lo bantwana bangani?
Ile 3.
Okay. Bantu bani manje wona la?
Ma?
Basele lobani?
Kathesi ya sele kudile. Bayasala bona.
Basala bona.
Eh.
Uhamba ngani endlini nemthova kumbaba?
Ngihamba la ma private car.
Ma private car? Private car gadwa yo.
Eh.
Oh.
Wozi kumele ibhasi biya kule line.
Yeah, we saw the COVID. We're passing the minion in a cool.
Mama, when I think I need
die. Yeah, I'll mean you now. Wait, Bella. When I was on Gilligan, he lived to live.
And
I need to know me and I'll buy you 10 syllables. What are they? Couldn't look when I'm the things of the winning city?
I'm being because I'm right. The person would cheer me.
What's the young man?
Music and I want one.
Ngoba baba senzile imali.
Eh.
Ikhona yangena.
Njani?
Okay. So ubunzima lokho lezimabhu bona ngalungise kanjani? Ngoba wonke umuntu usethengisa kakhulu.
Umuntu wonke sefuna ukuthengisa manje akusela phela umuntu uzasithengela.
Lonke selithengisa.
Akusela ukuthengela umuntu.
Suku zonke la?
Everyday.
Ofa nini?
Kana nginala ngalokho ofa because abantu nami bayagada besuka ekhadi imali esechabalala.
Yeyi.
So kuthi ngiofe kuye kakhulu.
So into yasuku zonke le. So lapho ekuthengiseni kwakho ke uyatshayisa sikhathi bani?
Kana nginenga ngila 10 to be chayisa but njengoba ngikhangela ukuthi ngichayise kumbe no 4.
Kodwa zabe uyadlulisa. Opheka imbane phekele ubaba labantwana.
Yabona namhlanje sometimes ngiyapheka mina ngathola bengakapheki ngiyakampheka mina
kodwa kuphumule phela lawo mama ukuze umzi
mina ngila sikhathi sokuphumula kanje
kumele ume nje uzonke la nje
ya
okay siyabona siyabona
so that's a lady there who is so yeah kona pake kuhlelo sokho labantu abatshiyeneyo ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kambe kuhamba kanjani. So ke omunye esikhoka la umnumzana sikhumbuza umlalazi. So baba umlalazi uyangizwa yini kona?
Ngiyakuzwa mthembu.
Yeah, so ke akuthi ukuthi uyabona ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngendaba ezijeneyo siyabe sibamba lapha sibambela ngale. So kulabantu abathengisa impahla emgwaqweni lapha. So bavukela khona bathona khona njalo vele ukukhanya ngani kulobuzimo obunye obumangalisayo. So singazi ukuthi wena ubona kwakho ubona ngani kuhamba njani njengoba abantu bonke sebethengisa nje impahla etshene.
Yeah, ikokhona ukuba badu ukuthi thina njengama-Africans ngibona ngani mina I've got one thing that I think I have to blame ukuthi maybe the type of education esakhula siyifundiswa. Mina ngathi ngikhula uthole ukuthi esikolo bekungena teacher of agriculture sizoba nama-lessons throughout the days for this one William Shakespeare about the Trafalgar Square, things that got nothing to do with us. Now food that you are eating, you are not producing. We consume things that don't come from our own hands. We are dressing our bodies with material that don't come from Africans. So minambona ngani during our lifetime Africa can be recolonized easily by anyone. We are very notorious. Like a man to buy a farana bona, Ruamba, who say, where to come as a man by Yama, Lele, Emma Topola, Panifes Village. If you can have people like him coming back, we can only, the way we are fragmented, I think we can easily be destroyed. So, Mina Vigiti, Aban to Bagiti, Babona Betting, Zemqua, and Yenzel. council bengithi mina ngilinda ngiyenze uhlelo dube ngoba i studio 7 lalelwa kakhulu endaweni namvela khona iplum school isikhala ukuthenga nje that dedicated for ama languages alalela studio 7 you see the amount of people for misikhalangeni abantu ngoba sinayo i coverage ama ZDC nasalele e for since this year abantu bakubalela studio 7 so bakhona abantu isikhalangeni abangasazi isindebe uyisemathebe you have a star what was singamande singabantu amathebele but you are not ndebele singamande singamakhalanga so it's ne language yethu region it is inkulu kakhulu from Bybridge all the way to Nyeri Wange siyabe sikhuluma ama languages isikhalanga so mbona ngani abantu bakuthi mabe dingise emgwaqweni kanje mabe liswa i-council bekigiswa ibona labantu ukuthiwa basikhulula sabavotela so kumele ngabe kuthiwa abantu bakithi kunje sicatshangelwe umsebenzi bekhona ama-promises esiwathola makuyakwe-election ulalele ukuthi ama-politicians akhulumani so ama-politicians ma ekhuluma they should come back and follow up ngento ababezipromise abantu.
Yes, thank you so much. We are now joined by Mr. Busani Busontini and Mr. Joseph Chuma. Let's start with Joseph Chuma because he says he's traveling, so he needs to have our attention right now. So, Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. And how are you to everybody who's here? And the
no, we're all fine, but I think you are breaking. Are you still traveling? I think he's traveling. So what we can do, Babu Chuma, so that you can actually join us for about 5 or so minutes. Then we can talk. We saw that the president was at Lupane University. So tell us a bit about the welcome he received in Bulawayo and just briefly.
The president went to Bulawayo today and roots to Lupane for the graduation ceremony there. And I just saw pictures, and the pictures were so amazing. A lot of people excited to welcome their president to Bulawayo, the Bulawayo community of ZANU-PF out in their, in their big numbers. And It has got a sightful thing. I saw the pictures in some of our local ZANU-PF groups as well, and on other social media platforms. So, yes, he got a very resounding welcome there.
What's the significance of that? Maybe let's go to Marvelous. Marvelous, go ahead and pose a question.
In English, Dakufunzo, Angu Vachu, Makutivano, and I say Musangano Chango Vakupera, ku Scotland, Wema Mirue Kunze. Kwa muri koko kuduni renyu, mamiru yekunze, aka kosha si.
Well, aka kosha zikuru nekuti ukatarisa mazwano, nyai ye kame chenji, ikunya tso kuningi za warini waka wanda, nekuti akichanya tso ziaguti mvura ino tangarini, uyeze itipela rini, saka izo zozi noto kuwa zawanu kuti pame munu, anogona kudzwara. Nengo wa isiriyo, mbura yozoenda, munhu ozotanga kuzopinda kumalosses akati one day. Saka nyaya ye climate inyaya ira kunyatsoongororwa chaizvo ichibatwa. Saka vakaita zvikuru chaizvo kuti president wedu vevenyika navo vakabuda vakaita umwe wevanhu vakaenda ikoko kuita kuti tione kuti tinobatsika sei. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti nyika idzi hombe idzi dzinofanana na America na Britain na Germany vakapledge kuti vachabudisa mari yekuti tibatsirike panyaya yekubata nyaya yeclimate change. Saka it was a good interaction indeed, nekuti takavaona vechitaura nevakuru vakawanda wanda vedzimwe nyika nemamwe maorganizations like the UN, EU and stuff like that. Saka zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo zvakaitika ku Glasgow, COP26.
I think you can put that in English as well. Go ahead, Mr. Chuma.
Yeah. I was saying that the issue of climate change is a very pertinent issue indeed, and therefore it was very important and necessary for the president to be among the world leaders that went and gathered in Glasgow to go and discuss such issues. Because you see, with this climate change, it is affecting a lot of our farmers, and we know that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. So we are now seeing a rainfall patterns that are sort of changing now, which confuses the farmers. They will never know now when to plant and when not to plant, and at times they will plant late, and by the time they have planted, the rains will be gone, and once they are gone, it now affects the whole landscape and the scope of their planting season. So it is important for the world to sit down and really discuss about this issue of climate change. And the president being there in Glasgow was of great help, because we saw him interacting and meeting a lot of other world leaders. And we know that these big countries like America, Britain, Germany, and others pledged to actually put up together some monies to help us, the poor countries, to tackle this issue of climate change. So the presidential entourage that went over to Scotland was a go-to-go kind of thing.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Chuma. Let's turn to Mr. Busana Busontini. Babuntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and Dr. Mazela, Selo Chuma, and Balazi.
Yeah, thank you so much. So what's your take on the just-ended climate change summit? And we saw the president being received by many people at the Robert Mugabe International Airport, and today in Bulawayo. Is there any reason why so many people were actually happy about what he's doing? Or maybe it's a question of passing people to the airports. You know, let's be honest here. Yeah,
you're gonna put me in trouble, but that's okay, dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we did see on social media, and Chuma can confirm, hopefully for us. It looks like, yes, there were communications that people should be passed from different districts. Something that is shared online. But I think every place was supposed to bring in about 300 people. But to me, that's not the biggest issue for me, because, I mean, yes, those are ZANU-PF supporters, so they can follow their leaders wherever they want. But the question that I have personally is the issue of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We know that elections have been delayed for a long time. We know that the opposition is not allowed to campaign in big numbers. So maybe we need to know exactly, do these COVID rules only apply to opposition and other organizations and not to ZANU-PF? An airport is a very, security, you know, it's an area that needs to be, safeguarded. So for me to see ZANU-PF supporters in an airport tarmac, that was just, surprising for me. You know, I've never really seen that many people, on an, airport tarmac and just meeting their leader. But, you know, we used to see like these big crowds, you know, during the Mugabe era, and we thought we had moved away from that. So for me, in terms of COVID-19, it was a surprise that we saw that many people, coming to the airport to meet, Honorable Mnangagwa. And I hope that he came back, hopefully carrying good news for us as Zimbabweans. Hopefully major deals were signed and we'll see improvement. And also, we hope that he did sign to the climate change initiatives. Hopefully, we won't be seeing the Chinese, damaging our mountains and our rivers and all these other things that the Chinese have been doing in Zimbabwe, because that definitely is against, the call for, the climate change summit.
Thank you very much. I think we also have Tawanda Tsokora. I think he has been cut off a little bit. You may be coming back very shortly. So now, Sibuyele Kubabuchuma. Oh, okay. I think Tawanda Tsokora is back. Let's try to bring him on so that we can proceed with our discussion. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tsokora.
Yes, Magadi Baba, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Magadi Tete Marvelous.
Yes, go ahead, Marvelous.
tombobvunza kwamurimi veopposition veMDCA kuti alliance zvii zvamunofunga kuti zvakabuda kubva kumusangano mukuru weclimate change uchangobva kuendwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuGlasgow kuScotland?
Isu hapana chatati taona chakabuda, hapana chatati tanzwa chisvinu chakaitwa kuScotland. Nekuti tungoona, taingoona mapicture evanhu vachifara vachinakidzwa. Takanzwa South Africa kuti yakawana, you know, over $8 billion yavakapiwa. Isu kacherewo vezanu vari pano havasi kutokwanisa kutaurira vanhu kuti over $1 million yakashandiswa kuti vamunangagwa nevanhu vavo vaisvika makumi masere pavakaenda ikoko. Mari iyo yakashandisirwa chii? Ngatimirei pamberi apo tione kuti pane zvichabuda here, pane zvatichaudzwa here kuti takawana mari yakati kubva kurwendo rwavakaita vamunangagwa. Saka patiri iko zvino, chero vana vese veZimbabwe mukavabvunza mukapinda mumugwagwa umu, vanongoti vanhu vakanga vaenda kunonwa doro, nokuti ndo zvataiona. Vanhu vakanga vaenda kunogara mumahotera nekuti ndo mapikicha atakapiwa ataiona. Zvimwe zvese hapana chatati taona iko zvino. Asi taitarisira kuti kana mukuru aenda ikoko nevanhu vakadaro, pachataurwa nyaya dzeclimate change, pachataurwa nyaya dzemotokari dziri kutaurwa kuno kuAmerica, maelectric cars, anoita kuti adzikise hutsi hunobuda mumotokari. Zvinova izvo zviri kukanganisa environment yedu muZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti mota dzakawanda dzemuZimbabwe dzakurisa chaizvo dzinongobva kuna naJapan dzichikandwa muZimbabwe. Vananonotora kuDurban dzaane makore 10 zvikwira. Motokari idzodzo dzinotonyanya kukanganisa environment yedu. Saka tinge tichitarisira kuti kana vanhu vaenda ikoko vaakunouya netechnology itsva. Ndo zvavaakutaurira vanhu kuti taakuita smart farming, taakushandisa zvakati. Sekutaura kwatakangonzwa President Chamisa pavakaadressa vanhu vachitaura nezveclimate change.
Mm-hmm. So now, briefly, when we look at what you're expecting, you know, from the president, what do you think could have happened at the summit that would say, well, this is what we as Zimbabweans want? Exactly.
Yes, those and Dr. Kuti unotarisa.
Can you put it in English now? Yeah.
Yeah, yes. We would be comparing what is happening to Zimbabwe, to the delegation in Zimbabwe, to the delegations of other countries, especially fellow African countries. For example, you have South Africa. They've already, you know, announced that they got deals of over $8 billion that are, you know, were a result of them going to this meeting. But as of now, in Zimbabwe, with that bloated delegation, with so much money that was put in to go to this conference, we haven't heard anything. We have not seen anything. The optics that we are seeing are not, anything to write home about. And we don't want to keep dwelling on them. Let's hear what Mr. Mnangagwa got from there. Those from ZANU-PF should be able to articulate, you know, freely and, right there on the public that this is what we got from these meetings. But nothing has been forthcoming.
Okay, let's turn to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, we are seeing you guys welcoming the president in such large numbers. So does it mean that there were deals that were signed? Have you been told whether there are certain deals that were struck, you know, by the Zimbabwean delegation in Scotland?
Well, I want to safely tell you that he went to COP26 and he participated there with his team. And we've seen other videos of other meetings that took place there, even with the finance minister there, and all sorts of positive engagements that happened. So, yes, things are going to be unpacked. We are going to all get what exactly has been happening, because as I am sure that you are also aware that it's not all the countries that have started to unpack what has really transpired there. And we know that also, that whole process hasn't quite come to an end as yet. So it would be folly of us to want to jump the gun now and want to hear what is exactly transpired. People will be told definitely there's never going to be any under the desk kind of scenario. We all know that this climate change issue has been something that has been talked about for a long time now. I remember when I was still member of parliament, I went to Addis Ababa to the United Nations for the same climate change conversation, and we saw most of these other big countries, because of the way that we're not relating well with them, we're bringing that money through NGOs, through United Nations organizations, but they've definitely been coming to help, and they've been helping actually. So it's not like we've not gotten any assistance as yet. We are yet to get more assistance, and we always appreciate the assistance. But all I can tell is that it is good to wait for people. I mean, for the government to come in and pick things. We don't need to be worrying about it. I'm hearing my fellow colleague here worrying about the parting and everything. People can part. It's something that is allowed. It's their choice. It's not government money. It's their money. They were buying their own alcohol and drinking, and they are happy because they've seen somebody. We know that even in our family setups, when you're happy about something, be it a birthday or a graduation ceremony like today, students were graduating at Lupane State University. I know that there are some families who have probably slaughtered a goat or two, and they are making merry right now as we speak. So it's something that is allowed. When you're happy about something, they were happy to see their leader for the first time coming into the British soil and partaking of such a very important conference. So let us wait for the unpacking. It will come.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe proceed with Mr. Chuma.
Vachuma tanzwa vajokora ve MPC Alliance vachiti ivo vari kushora mafambisirwo akaitwa zvinhu nevamwewo vezano PF vanga vari kuScotland ikoko kuti aiwa vaitoita madero aJorgina apo vanhu vekuZimbabwe vachinonga svosve nemuromo pari zvino. Munoti
hanzvadzi yangu chimwe chinhu chanofa hakuti tizive vanhu takasiyana maumbiro and even financially. Saka kana munhu achiafforda kuti agone kuti azvitengere bhodho rake rewhisky anwe afare, ndakuzoti nekuti nini handisi kuzvigona ndoda kumushora here. It becomes very hypocritical kana takuda kuita kudaro kuti inini kana ndisingagoni kutenga chingwa every day ndichidla mbambaira ndozoti vari kutenga chingwa vakuchitengerei inini ndisingagoni kuchitenga. Zvinhu zvinogadzirwa zviya zve, asi chikuru chandechokuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ichitungamirwa nemutungamiriri wedu president wedu yakaenda kuCOP 26 kuGlasgow kuti vabatane nevamwe panyaya yekutarisa kuti ko chii chatingagona kuita kuti tiwane bundudzo panyaya iyi yeclimate change yati kutishungurudza kudai nyika dzose pasi pano. Even here in Zimbabwe tinoziva kuti rain season yedu taiziva kuti inofamba kudai inofamba kudai, asi mazuva ano yangochinja hatingatsoziva. Zvinhu zvinotokanganisa murimi kuti achaziva kuti nguva yekudzvara ndeipi, nguva yokuita ichi ndeipi. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasangane vachitaura nyaya dzakadaro. Kushora zvinhu zvaita nevamwezi, indofunga kuti kuperevha chete. Munhu ane tendero yokuti aite zvaanoda kuita nemari yake, nekuti haisi mari yeumwe munhu. Atora mari muhome make akafunga kuita izvozvo. Hatingadi kushora munhu kana aita zvinhu zvakadaro.
Maybe give us that in English, that you know there's a lot of criticism coming from the opposition MDCA on how some members of ZANU-PF handled the coming to Glasgow, Scotland, of the president. They were merrymaking. We saw on social media there was a lot of you know very bad optics coming, according to your critics. Scotland, what's your view?
Well, that's the biggest hypocrisy that you can actually come across, because we all know that on that same stage, we had members of the opposition as well doing their demos, coming in their small numbers as well, and trying to disrupt such a very important occasion like COP26. So when our members go up there and welcome their president and celebrate that their president for the first time is coming into British soil, what is wrong with that? And besides, it is not government money. It's not taxpayers' money. It's their own individual monies. If anybody has got money, they can do that. If I can afford to buy bread every day, let me buy bread. Don't then say, because you can afford it and you can probably afford mbambaira, then you think that something is wrong. No, you fix your issues, I fix my issues. Then when we come to national issues, that's where we come together. That is how things are supposed to be. So playing blame games on people that we're happy to see their presence in Glasgow is definitely not something that we should be talking about here. What we should be talking about here is the value and the pertinence of the issues surrounding this issue of climate change. Because like I said, it is affecting us. We're in agro-economy. And now when we're not sure when to plant, we're not sure when to do certain things, then it becomes a cause of concern, because food security is one of the most important things that we need to have at all given time. So this summit was a correct summit, was an important summit to say how do we come out of this, and also looking at issues whereby the big giants, the big nations, have pledged to actually come up with a funding to help us, the developing nations. So definitely it is good for us to be close there, to be near there, so that we can also get that slice of the cake and help ourselves to win this issue. Like, for example, what you were talking about, the issue of electric cars.
I think we just lost him there, Gibbs.
So it is good to take such forums. Let us not blame each other. Let us look at the positives and work on those. But unfortunately, like I said, I'm actually driving. So can I be excused for now?
Yeah, just one more second. Maybe just hold on just a little bit. Let's get to Ubaba Innocent Dibali, where economic freedom matters, Zimbabwe. Mr. Dibali, welcome to the program. No, we are very fine. So we're talking about this climate change conference, which took place in Scotland. So in your personal opinion, really, what should be done going forward? Should the president announce the deals that he struck in Scotland?
I think as I said, I think yesterday in another program, whereby I said it is very, very important that as Zimbabweans, we must engage one another so that we know exactly what the engagement that the president did, what were the development, what were the gains, what were the losses, what exactly did we gain as a country. So we are not aware, there is no clear public information apart from the president expressing a goodwill that appeared to have been exchanged between him and the Prime Minister of United Kingdom, as well as the President of the US. They appear to have been a cordial engagement, but we are not fully given in terms of the details of what exactly was the outcome. But I think a lot of people are comparing Zimbabwe with what South Africa got. But you realize that what South Africa got really is a raw deal that is not strategic for Africa, that is not strategic for South Africa, whereby South Africa is expected to shut down its energy production, especially the energy that is based on coal, and that will have a devastating effect to the economy, as well as to the employees who are dependent on this. We've seen the EFF, our allies, clearly stating that they are going to oppose that, and they are saying that they will not allow the Americans to detect what South Africa. Yeah.
So, in short, the president should tell Zimbabweans what he got, right? Yes? No?
Yes, the president, obviously, as the head of state, because Zimbabwe indeed is not a private business. It is a public, it is owned by Zimbabwe. So we expect that at a given time, the president will make it clear as to what the benefits were. But we should not use that as the basis to denigrate the head of state.
Yes, thank you so much. Faka Sindebele, very briefly, ukuthi upresident kumele abikele abantu kumbe hatshi bese siya ke kubaba uzokona.
Yeah, upresident obviously umongameli welizwe, and ilizwe ilizwe ngabantu. So boza fika isikhathi sokuthi upresident uzatsho ukuthi uhambe njani uhambo lwakhe luletheni. Kodwa esikwaziyo ukuthi uke wakhuluma efika city yena obe loku bamiyemukele kuhle and obe le locals le nkulumo ezingani zi right for iZimbabwe but akacho in details ukuthi what exactly was the benefit thina as EFF Zimbabwe. We are keenly watching. Actually, our delegation is going to Harare tomorrow to attend an event. ANE organization of IFIS, a emancipation movement. It's another vision of EFF. But the figure ngale siyadlula embassy siyenda incwadi yokuthi ama sanctions kumele ikhitshwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sikubambe khonapho umlomo. Mr. Tsokora, so do you want the president to make a public announcement about the deals that were struck in Scotland?
Yes, there should be nothing secretive on a mission like that. People of Zimbabwe were expecting an announcement. You know, we'll not be expecting all the details to be given right there. But when you see him at the airport, you're going to think that he was just going to quickly go over the important issues that were discussed and the important deals that were signed or that we will be expecting. Obviously, that's what happens everywhere when you travel. You come back, you brief the media, you brief the people of Zimbabwe. This is what happened, you know. And that way, it would actually have helped ZANU-PF. This is free PR advice that we are giving to ZANU-PF, that when you are attending an important meeting, you need to avoid bad optics. The optics that we saw in Scotland were very bad. You know, what we saw on social media is departing, is people getting into hotels. And some of them even forgot to show up to listen to the president's speech. That's why the president, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa ended up, you know, addressing empty chairs because his own delegation, his own people could not even show up for his speech. And it's very, very embarrassing, not only to ZANU-PF, it's embarrassing to the people of Zimbabwe, because it's not only us who is talking about this bad publicity that was given to the delegation of Zimbabwe. Even regional media in Zambia, South Africa, even Western media here in America, in the United Kingdom, that's what they saw. And that's what they are going to remember the Zimbabwean delegation for, you know, years to come. We should be having policy announcements right now, or the deals that Emmerson Mnangagwa got when he went.
Thank you, sir.
And then let me just say something. 1 minute.
Just a second.
Okay.
Those who are remaining with 6 minutes dead. So, Marvelous, go ahead just for a few seconds, then we proceed.
And Andrew kufunza kuti imi zvizva manga mukutarisira se MDC Alliance kuti zvingofana kunge zvakataurwa na vamunangagwa. Munotarisira kuti vauye here vabva vataura kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe izvi ndo zvandakabva ndakatakura kubva ku Glasgow ku Scotland.
So she asked you in Shona whether the same question that I asked you. So go ahead. No, I think your mic is now muted, I guess. Yeah, I think it's got. Can you come back? Can you come back? Look out and come back?
Maybe the guy said they could never. Vachuma vasati vaenda since vati vada kukumanya.
Yes, quiet. Go to Mr. Chuma. He wants to go.
Vachuma, tingatarisire here kunzwa kubva kuna vamunangagwa zvakabuda kubva ikoko ku Scotland uko munguva inotevera.
Mr. Chuma, can you come in?
Sorry, right. Zvatinyatoziva ndezvekuti hurumende yedu yakarongeka. Saka nguva ichasvika yekuti zvese izvi zvichapakurirwa munhu wese. Handi zvinhu zvokuti zvinovanzwa ba. Zvinhu zvokutoti things must be done in an organizational kind of manner. President vasvika nezuro, vechingosvika nezuro vakatomhanyira kuno kuBulawayo kuti vazoita graduation yekuLupane. Saka hatingatobva tapuwa kuti pamwe zvese zvinhu zvobva zvatongoitika within that 24 hours iyoyo. But we are very sure kuti zvinhu zvese zvichaiswa pajekerere kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chii chakaitika zvakafamba sei. Asi ndakanyida kuti nditi correct mukoma wangu, my colleague from MDC, pavangauda kurashika kuti president vakaaddressa empty chairs. If you were following that event, you will agree with me that almost all the speakers, all the presidents that spoke there, it was the same scenario, same setup. It's not that the people that welcomed the president out there and had their party were supposed to be delegates in that meeting. That meeting only takes in people that are accredited for that purpose. So that is why you see that if the Zambian president addressed the same kind of capacity, all the other presidents that addressed to the same kind of scenario. Most probably, maybe the whole setting was very big and too many chairs. I do not know. But it's not like our president is the only one who came there and there were just a few people there. It was all the speakers. It was the same throughout. If you go and go back to and probably Google the COP26, you will know and see what I'm talking about. So it is wrong to now come out here and try to portray a picture that probably the president was abandoned by people, or his delegation did not come because maybe they were
coming.
No, they were not supposed to have been there. The people that were supposed to be there are the people that were there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Now you can depart. Siyabonga.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. So you can cut from that end and mute your button. So let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi briefly. Konapo ke Mlalazi. Sister Ray, 2 minutes. Uti 1 minute yako unti na besengena. Just summarize the whole thing.
Yes. Unfortunately, you give too much time to politicians and they are just spoiling everything. I think we are where we are because of party politics.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman here who spoke previously and quoted South Africa. South Africa held an election a few days ago, and we saw the main party leaders congratulating each other, hugging each other. Is that possible in Harare? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does not matter who started. Even if it's an opposition leader or it's a ruling party, somebody should start love. So I think it was necessary for Zimbabwe to be included in all the nations that attended the COP26 in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
We saw over 200 leaders who attended it. And the hate from us, Zimbabweans, we are hating each other. We are not hating anyone.
But the bottom line is, should Mr. Mnangagwa publicize what he got? Yes or no, then we proceed to the next person.
Yes, if it's necessary for us, Zimbabwe, not for party.
Thank you.
Party benefit.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Busan Musontini. Should the deals be publicized? Yes or no?
Yes, they should be.
Uh-huh. Mr. Chokora?
Yes, and they should be. And then just commenting on the president's trip to Lupane, we expect, what we saw today, President Chamisa vachifamba vaenda kumaruzevha hapana chinofanira kunge chitika kwaari.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our time is up, and if there was extra time, Islanders and Dynamos had 16 minutes at one stage, I still remember, and some fellows were very happy about it. So now we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF, Mr. Tawanda Sokora MTC Alliance, Mr. Busani Busontini and Skumbuzo Mlalazi, independent commentators, and Mr. Innocent Diwali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And our marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying have a very good weekend.
Bye-bye.